Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely, lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. We know everybody's not a narcissist, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists change jobs, careers, relationships so often? Why? First of all, y'all, if you haven't already, join the channel memberships. I try to respond to as many comments as I possibly can on my YouTube channel and everywhere else. But for channel members, there's a special symbol that goes beside your name so I can see your comments and I can sort by them and I can respond to them accordingly. I also upload like little private videos and have private chats and stuff like that for channel members as well. The link is in the description of every single video I do. Anyways, y'all, back to the topic at hand. Why do narcissists change jobs and careers so much? Y'all can see I'm in my car. I'm at my son's baseball practice, and there's little kids over here. They're watching me record, and they're just making noise on purpose. but seriously, one reason why narcissistic people change jobs and careers so much is because we are chasing happiness. That's why you see a lot of narcissists chasing happiness, but it's really not happiness we're chasing. It's contentment. It's joy that we are chasing. Narcissists, including myself, I feel like joy escapes us. Joy is like this thing that we are chasing that we just cannot keep a hold of, because joy to me is content. Joy to me means like perpetual happiness, means contentment, means that I enjoy, like I'm good with where I'm at. I don't need anything else. I'm good where I'm at currently. I don't need any kind of additional things going on in my life or in my situation. So that's what I feel like a lot of narcissists, you'll see them changing jobs, changing relationships, changing careers, changing hobbies and things of that nature. There doesn't have to be a person. Like I said, it can literally be a hobby, y'all. I know narcissistic people, including myself, that have, they're always changing hobbies, like axe throwing, partying, clubbing, YouTubing, doing videos, acting, modeling. You know what I mean? Being a real estate agent, just anything that they feel like can fill that empty cup that's inside of us. Cause I do feel like I wouldn't necessarily call it a void. I know narcissists, a lot of people think narcissists have this void within ourselves. It's like there's an empty void. There's an empty pit, a bottomless pit that you just, you know, you fail out, you fail with and things like that. But to me, it's not a bottomless pit. It's not a bottomless pit. It's a cup, but the cup has holes in the side of it. So it can only get so filled. It can only get so full. You know what I mean? Literally, the cup can only get so full over time and whatnot. So we will pour as much into this cup as we possibly can, but only to know that it's going to be empty once again. Like your cup as a non-narcissistic person, you might be able to be content. You know, you might have happiness with your job. You might have happiness. You might just actually enjoy your job. You know what I mean? Me personally, I'm like chasing success. I'm chasing all of this stuff because I think it's going to give me that joy. You see a lot of narcissists, they will leave. I talk to a lot of people, y'all. Over the last few years, I've talked to thousands of people, right? Like, and you'd be surprised how many people think that how many people have been in just seemingly normal, happy relationships that their narcissistic partner has just up and left them overnight. Like one day I woke up and they told me they were leaving me for somebody else. And I thought we were so happy. And you might have had that happiness. But that narcissistic person thought that this new person or whoever it is could make them happier. They thought this new person or whoever they are dealing with, a new job or whatever, would help them be continuously happier. Because narcissistic people, and I'm not, y'all, again, y'all, You can't make a narcissist. That ability just escapes so many people. You can't make them happy. And I'm just being realistic with you. You can only make them happy for short periods of time. It will run out. I know people are like, well, what about the new supply? They seem so happy with the new supply. Yeah, they might actually be happy in the beginning of a new relationship, y'all. They might be happy because they're love bombing the new person. They're actually love bombing the new person. And that love bombing feels good to the narcissist as well. So while they're love bombing the new person and cheeks are being clapped left and right, left, right, front and center and things like that, they're going to have this, they're going to feel like they're happy. Like, I made the right decision. But then sooner or later, you know how it goes, sooner or later, it ends. Sooner or later, that runs out and a narcissistic person is right back to being unhappy again. And that's why I just tell so many people, just like, you don't have to prey on a downfall of a narcissist who's changing jobs. They had a career where they were making $300,000 a year and they just up and quit it to be a bartender. Or they just up and quit their career. I know bartenders can make money too, y'all. I'm just saying. They were a pilot and they quit their job to be a firefighter, or quit their job to be a police officer. Or they were a firefighter and they quit their job to work at Lowe's Home Improvement, or to work at, you know, just to do something, you know. They just started working fast food or something like that. You know, they took a minimum wage job when they were happy, when they were just seemingly happy. And this happens a lot when you're dealing with people, y'all. When you're dealing with narcissistic, toxic people, they'll seemingly do it out of nowhere. Like, we are chasing that high. We get like, it's like a happiness high. Happiness is like a drug to narcissists, y'all. It just is. We get a hit of happiness. We get a hit of supply. We get a hit of validation, and we want more. And sooner or later, just like any kind of illicit drug or illicit substance, that supply is going to run out. It always does, y'all. It always does. When you're dealing with a narcissist, it always runs out. It might take longer to run out, but it always runs out. Some of the holes in the side of the cup are bigger than others. You see what I'm saying? And this is not me just trying to say, well, Lee, you're just so depressing. Like, you just hurt our feelings. Like, what do we have to look forward to if we can't be happy with the narcissistic person, y'all? You can look forward to being happy with yourself. Narcissistic people, we need something. We need an external thing for us to get our happiness, we get our happiness from an external environment. When we all know, when you should know, that happiness is intrinsic. Happiness comes from inside of us. So we have, for us to be happy, we have to be happy inside of us first. Happiness is inside out. Narcissistic people like myself, we look at happiness as an outside-in type of thing. It's inside out. We look at happiness as outside-in. Like, we need happiness from our surrounding environment and whatnot. And if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, until you understand it, until you see that, this is it right here, y'all. And I know so many people are like, well, Lee, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. Y'all, I know I'm speaking from personal experience, and I'm doing a lot more research too, y'all, because, like, y'all don't know, I am writing my book right now, The Narcissist Code. It's coming soon. It's going to drop. I'm going to drop The Narcissist Code like it's hot on top of y'all heads. Y'all will be like, damn, Lee, this is fire. And y'all really going to get into the inner workings of a narcissist mind, y'all. If I keep looking to the left, I'm at my son's baseball practice. I'm just watching him, y'all. Yes, it's hot in the car. Y'all see me sweating. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. We're chasing happiness. We're chasing contentment. Inside out. For us to be happy, we have to work on the outside. We have to work on inside out instead of outside in. Why do they change jobs, careers, relationships? Because outside in, they're searching for happiness the wrong way. They're doing it backwards. Outside in instead of inside out. Because people, happy people, content people, people who are experiencing joy, don't make a lot of changes like that. You know what I mean? If you're happy where you are, you can add things to it, but it doesn't change your happiness quotient. It doesn't change your level of happiness or your level of joy because you changed, you're happy where you are. Being happy where you are and then trying to get more is different from being unhappy, looking for more to be happy. You know what I mean? Being happy where you are and, being happy and content with where you are is completely different than than searching for happiness somewhere else. You know what I mean? That's why I just tell people, y'all. Just like, if you're dealing with a narcissistic type of person, they're going to switch jobs. They're going to switch. Sometimes they won't have a job at all. Sometimes they'll just quit and work. They'll just quit and chase a dream. And a lot of times, they'll expect you to support said dream. If you don't believe in me, I know I quit my job to be an actor, and I live in the middle of Montana I have never had an acting class before, and I don't know how to get started, but this is my dream. You got to support it. And some of y'all will absolutely support them because y'all love them, right? You love them so much. You know, then somehow, some way, shape, or form, you will support them for years. And then somehow, some way, shape, this is how it happens, y'all. Somehow, you will support them for years, and then they'll get on. They'll somehow find an acting agent and land a big movie, and guess what happens? They leave you for somebody else. And then you're like, well, I was there for you. I thought you loved me. I supported you. So they don't care, y'all. They're looking for external happiness. And sometimes they'll blame you for their unhappiness. One reason they change relationships is because they get unhappy in the relationship and nothing has changed. Nothing has changed in the relationship. You know, they just start to view you differently. And then they start to blame you for their unhappiness inside of the relationship. So you have to deal with that as well, y'all. And I know a lot of people, and I know it's frustrating to a lot of people to hear that, but like a narcissist changing jobs or professions or anything like that has very little to do with you, y'all. I promise you. You'll, of course, you're going to internalize it because it's your partner, it's your husband, your wife, your mom, or whoever it is. You're going to internalize it because that's who you know, you're a human being. But try your hardest not to, y'all, because at the end of the day, this is how it's going to go sometimes, and like it's not going to be your fault at the end of the day. They're going to seek happiness elsewhere. That's just the way it goes, y'all. But anyways, y'all, it is hot and sweaty as hell in this car. I have to get off here. But like I said, March 20th in Orlando, Florida is our next in-person workshop. Check it out. Me, Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, and Catherine Kleiss at Stand Coaching are putting together a live in-person workshop. The link is check the beacon link in my description. And I'll see you in Orlando, Florida, May the 20th, y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.